Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is The Connection on Live Talk, a forum where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, June the 7th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, focusing on the challenges and efforts to mobilize the youth to register to vote in the 2023 general elections. Lingaba lichona njani kwazwai murie Zimbabwe kusangana okumuchirongwa chevechidiki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya kunyoresa kuvota kana kuti voter registration. Uyezve zviri kuitwa nemasangano anoshanda nevechidiki kukurudzira vechidiki ava kuti vawanikwe vachinyoresa kuvhota musarudzo dza 2023 nekuti tiri kunzwa kuti vashoma vanhu vari kunyoresa zvikuru sei vechidiki saka tichange tichinzwa zvikonzero kubva kune vanoshanda nevechidiki ava lichona njani mtwakazomuhle kuti pana uhlelo lwe The Connection kona pa ku Studio 7 uhlelo lwavasakhulayo lamhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo yokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngoba sibone iZEC isungula uhlelo lweBlitz olokuphuma isiyabhalisa abantu ezabelweni kodwa sibone bebalutshwana ababhalisayo solwavalwa lolo hlelo njalo iZEC ithi ase abaloku befuna ukubhalisa kumele baye emahofisini ayo kodwa abanye bakhala ngokuthi akhatshana lawo mahofisi ikakhulu abasakhulayo yibo ababikwa belenkinga bengani bayadonda bamadolonzima ukuthi babhalise. Ngakho sizaxoxa labasebenza labasakhulayo laba lamhlanje sizwe ukuthi inkinga kahle kahle ingaphi. We have our guests tonight, Mr. Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust. We also have Youngerson Matete of the organization Project 4263. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start off with Mr. Mazango. How are young people responding to voter registration in Lupane, there in Matabelele North, where you guys have a presence? Because we have seen during the voter registration blitz, we have seen many people not being forthcoming. How are young people responding?
Okay, thank you very much, Ntungameli. From our observations, is Lupane Youth for Development Trust. There is low turnout of young people that are turning out to register to vote. This is mainly attributed to poor communication, which is coming from ZEC, poor communication, which is also coming from political parties and other players that have interest in this process of mobilizing young people to register. There's basically lack of political will from the government to promote or to encourage young people register to vote. There is also lack of political will from the institution which is responsible to register young people to vote, which is the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. This is demonstrated by not fulfilling its constitutional role to register potential voters on a throughout the year basis. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, we expect ZEC to be present in each and every community so that they register each and every young person who turns 18 which is the legal age for one to register to vote. What ZEC is basically doing, they are doing a periodic blitz to register people. And these blitz are not even giving enough time for young people to register. For instance, they did an initial blitz, which was done in February, and the second blitz, which was done for less than 20 days in the month of April. This by its own, it all goes to show that ZEC is not fulfilling its constitutional mandate to register young people to vote. As a result, a lot of young people are left out or are not given that opportunity to register. For one to travel, the furthest distance, which is from Kenyandavu to reach Lupane district, where ZEC is situated, it's about over 120 kilometers. And the transport system is very bad. The road network is also very bad. And the cost implications that are involved for someone to travel or to commute someone from Kenyandavu to Lupane district, it is very much expensive and out of reach for many young people to access that ZEC center. So basically, I would say young people, in as much as they will be willing to register and vote, there is zero political will from the institution responsible. There is zero political will from the government. There is also zero political will from the ruling party, which is basically in charge of running the government today. If we are to analyze the last blitz which was done in the country, they used the ward system. And each ward is about five or six villages. And the distance is involved for one to reach the centers that were created by the April blitz. It involved also longer distances that were costly and also time costing to these young people to reach the created centers. So basically, I would say, in as much as young people are willing, there are zero efforts to reach out to these potential voters. There is zero effort to politically send out messages or to encourage and mobilize these young people to participate by registering to be as voters for 2023 elections. So there's so much information blackout which is there, especially for young people. Elections are just a year away, but there is no currency, there is no mobilization, there is no effort to actually engage the young people to participate in the 2023 coming elections. Mm-hmm. Coming to the ongoing ID registration, which is happening, which is ongoing right now.
On the issue of IDs, Mr. Mazango, please hold your thought. We are coming to that. Let me bring in Mr. Matete, and please do stay on the line. Mr. Matete, in your orbit of operation, how are you relating with young people, and what are you hearing from them?
By the numbers that were provided by the state, shows that in 2018 we had 4.2 million young people who were eligible to register to vote, but more than 1.5 of them did not register. And by the projection again by the research advocacy, it shows that from 2019 to 2023 there will be another more than 1.6 young people who will be eligible to register to vote. What am I saying here? I'm trying to say that we have the potential of registering 3 million young people in Zimbabwe, but this year alone, the blitz that we have done, that was done by ZEC, managed to produce 160,000 new voters. So it shows that's a false number. The reason being is that I want to be to what I call voter suppression, which in general it translates to voter apathy. Why? What am I saying by voter suppression? I'm simply saying that if there are efforts that are being done to make sure that young people aren't registering to vote. For example, I know that you said that you are going to talk about the issue of IT, but before, for someone to register, they need a national identity. For the whole of last year, we've been trying to mobilize young people to register to vote, but we see that we can mobilize around 10, 20 people, but 10 of them do not have national identity. So what this means is that young people are not registered because they do not have national identity card, even if they do want to register. These are other key factors. The second one is the lack of information dissemination, where even a lot of people don't even know that the voter registration is going to be released, and where even if they believe, this way the centers are going to pay, and when there's no belief, where are they going to register? For example, there's been a lot of information or disinformation that is circulating around social media saying that registration is closed. Shows that there is a gap of communication between the electoral commission and people, which the third one is lack of civic education. We have been focusing much on voter registration, why young people should register to vote, but we are not paying attention to the issues that lead to voter registration. We are treating voter registration as an issue, but we don't yet have citizens who are informed, simply because we do not yet have a robust civic education that comes from government. Like it is in other countries, like in South Africa, UK, in America, where a child as young as 8 or 9 is not widely reported to register to vote. So those are some of the reasons why we have not registered now currently, which I attribute to voter suppression. Thank you.
And when you say only 160,000 young people were registered during the blitz, Mr. Matete, are these first-time voters?
Yes, they are first-time voters. So they will be transferred, but the number is first-time voters, which are first-time voters.
And working with that number, I'm sure you guys have some projections as to how many young people, first-time voters would have registered by the time we go for elections next year.
Yes, our projection in our goal was that we should register at least 2 million young people. But going with this state, it shows that it would be, if you reach 500,000, you've done a greater job. Because currently, we don't know when the police is going to come back. And as of now, we need to transport people as far as 200 kilometers later to vote. I'll give you an example of Victoria Falls. We need to transport people to one district to register to vote, which is 200 kilometers. And the one person needs $20 to go there. And it's a high cost that you have been carrying. You have been managing to just transport members, which is 10, 15, and it's not going to be consistent because of the resources. So if you reach 500,000, it's current space to get done.
Thank you there, Vama Tete, and please do stay on the line. Vachangoti Bata, Tripa Chirongwa, The Connection, Panopa Live Talk, Nefenyiro Yenyu, Ye Studio 7. Abasanda kusixhuma sikuhlelo lwe-live talk, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubhalisela ukuvota. Siyazi ukuthi uhlelo lwe-blitz lwabuya lwadlula, kodwa sabona izeki sithi hayi balutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Namhlanje silabela uPane Youth Development Trust, kanye elabe Project Vote 263. Okuzinhlanganiso ezisebenza labasakhulayo zibakhuthaza ukubana babhalisele ukuvota kukhetho luka 2023. Ndizo ke kwamuri vamazango tisati tainda kunyaya yema IDs yamambo taura nezvayo. Muri kuti imimi zeki inofanwa kunge ichinyoresa munhu wega wega aga kana asvitsa makore 18. Izvi zvinofanwa kuitwa automatically here kana kuti mbotisanangurira ipa.
Okay, bumbiro reZimbabwe rinokurudzira kana kuti rinopa masimba organization on Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuti register wese chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinenge chasvitsa makore anokwana iwo 18 kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vaparticipate kana kuti vave part and parcel yevanhu vanoregistra kuvhota kana vachizondovhota pese panosarudzwa utungamiriri hwenyika yeZimbabwe. Asi naizvozvo tiri kuona kuti organization yeZEC iri kutadza kuti iite constitutional mandate iyi yavanosungirwa kuti vaite nezvikonzero zvekuti pane interference kana kuti tinofungira kuti pamwe vanenge vachikurudzirwa kunzi vasaregistra vechidiki kuti kana kuti vari kupiwa mari shoma yatinotiwo national budget yavanoalocatwa. Pamwe dzimwe dzenguva haisi kukwanisa kuti vave nemaofisi kana kuti vawanikwe kumacommunities kunogara vana vechidiki kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vavaregistre pese panotenda makore anosvitsa iwo 18.
But pa-18 years yacho ipapo vamazango, should it be automatic kuti alright munhu akasvitsa 18 years zvatozikanwa kuti atova muvoters roll?
Yes, kuyakutazwa sivili kuti masingakhangela imithetho yethu sikukuzela ukuthi siwutshintshe ukuthi senzele ukuthi wonke umntwana ozalwa elizweni laseZimbabwe mayefikisa iminyaka eyi-18 ahle fakwe kuvoters roll automatically. Njalo kube sokusiba izifundiso ezizalandela ukuthi sibafundise ukuthi babe bephatheka ukuthi lapho okukhethwa khona iinkokeli zaselizweni leZimbabwe labo baphatheke. Inkokeli lezi kungaba ngama-councillors, kungaba ngama-members of parliament kumbe upresident waleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele njengezizalwane zaseZimbabwe sikhangele sicubungule ukuthi kufanele na ukuthi sifake lowo mthetho okuthi iZEC ifake ku-voters roll sonke isizalwane zaseZimbabwe maze sifikise iminyaka eyi-18. Then kube sokusiba lezifundiso ezikhuthazayo ukuthi wonke umntwana waseZimbabwe oleminyaka engu-18 kusiya phezulu bakhuthaze ukuthi baphatheke kukhetho zonke iinketho eziza kuba khona elizweni laseZimbabwe. Siyabonga.
Okay, asiye kudaba lwama-IDs oke wakhuluma ngalo, udaba lwezithupha. Siyakwazi ukulohlelo lukahulumende lapho avula khona wathi okay abantu abaningi likhala ngokuthi kalila zithupha, wozani-ke lizethatha izithupha. Luhamba njani lolo hlelo? Akusitshele ubungani uyakhonona ngalo.
Ya, lolu hlelo thina sike sibe lethuba ukuthi silandelele ukuthi lezi zisebenzi zika-registrar general zipha njani abantwana abasakhulayo izithupha. Siyananzelela sibili ukuthi bayekethesile sibili into eziningi njalo basebenza lapho esike zalandelela sinanzelela ukuthi bazama sibili ukuthi baphe abantu izithupha kodwa kulo hlupho lokuthi izithupha abaziphayo lezi aziso zithupha ezimodern kumbe sikhangele ukuthi ku-2022 ilizwe laseZimbabwe libe lisipha ama-citizens izithupha ezinjalo because bapha izithupha zakudala leziyana okwakuthiwa ngama-waiting pass ezephepha ezokuthi singanethwa lizulu siyadabuka kumbe i-ink umbhalo lwana uyaphela ngokuya kwesikhathi njalo liphepha ukuthi lingadabuka alila guarantee ukuthi umuntu uzaba lalo for isikhathi eside. Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi i-process abayenzayo ukuthi baphe izithupha lezize ziyephuma kuyathatha amalanga. Abantwana bahamba bethatha izithupha njenganamuhla bathatha ama-photos kodwa abantu bakorejistra abayenelisi ukuthi babephe izithupha khonapho khonapho. Bayatshela ukuthi lizophenduka ngelanga elinje lizokollecta izithupha zenu. And siyananzelela futhi ukuthi from ukuxoxisana labantu bakorejistra vakara ngokuthi ama-materials abawasebenzisayo kwesinye isikhathi ayatshisa impikitha le yabayebeyithethe okugcina besenza ukuthi bayenze ukuthiwa yi-reshooting bathatha ama-impikitha le anakutya futhi again kugcina sokuthatha amalanga amaningi ukuthi akontanga babe lezithupha.
Ndimbozo kira kwa muri vama tete imanzwa nyaya yema IDs iri kutaura na vama zango ne mio imambo taura nezwa yo. Isaka manga mchiti nyaya yema IDs kana kutifitupa. Zere kubatika ere kwa muri where you guys are operating.
Oh, it's okay. So nyaya kutifitupa nyaya wabestere kumimu Zimbabwe because number one, there are two scenarios. Nenye COVID-19, my office will remain the anger cover, but 2020, Kushika, maybe, Janga Kukur, in the Padanga from office. For the past 2 years, my office will remain the anger cover. Still, I will be a panel and watch for a super, can have a market certificate. Then, for quite a time, I will be able to, Kushiposu Tower, says a better matter, near ground. Kune marginalizations, one of my documents. I mean, which is a very good one. I've affected me, crowd, and our officers to a advertising market certificate. Passages on the stories are over to our business trooper. So, put you find it, my dependent, you may please narrations, the one of Nama was now supernatural of my business trooper. The relationship. Can I done 1982, 1918 years? Kadiri kwa nguo kwa afrika ni kupora wengine wa sante sasa chupa kana pezi 20 years or 25 years down the line my 80s 95 ndani au kote au kita muri yangu asindi zina sasa chupa kwa solo pass saka mwanafuta kwa solo 1995 yote sasa kuzi kita muri yake saka tayari 3 marginalities wana sasa chupa matibabu wapo kwa wewe zero ni kuchini ya COVID-19 so si no affecta kuti registration zvakanyanyisa selekiti kuti kuti unarise kuvota unonita kunge une chitupa ende kune vanonzi maalienzi kufanga kuti une birth certificate saka pakaitika mablitsi ese sikonzese kuti the reason why anga asingawani vanhu vakawanda kuti vazhinji vechidiki vanga vasina chitupa zvekuti 6 out of 10 young people who turned 18 in 2019 up to now they do not have ID, national identity cards. So what's the effect of putting your age limitation? Iyo zezi ma constituents kama mawanzi hapu gandu wapata iyo achitakisa anako fridges at voters but awasika consideration again pale mangu anataku nisa wasa stupa but iyo zezi kune police stupa but kune zimwezi mbode sati ato shika wafuji kwa kata siku na nambari kwa nama swingo sati wa shika wane sifu reges saka wana wakwanda wana stupa saka wakwa siku register kufota niye uta wana stupa.
Aya yezvitupa vamatete muri kutaura kuti kumatebereland uko inyaya yekukura hundi ko kune dzimwe nzvimbo like Mbare yamuri kutaura chikonzero ndechei chiri kuita kuti vanhu vawanikwe vasina zvitupa.
Oraizvo vakaita ivo vanhu vesifu registry vakaita ekalenda rakatisaina papolisi yavo kuti vakati kunzvimbo nemwe tinenge tichinda nenguva yakadai sekuwareni paki vanga vari kumwedzi wamei kumuchiredzi vanga vari kumwedzi vari kuuyako mwedzi wachikwata wajuni saka kumbare vari kuyako muna September ende nearest sende yemunhu ari kumbare esitizikanuri anotora chitupa isipinda kumakombe kana kuinda kuwadzana kunonita futi transportation saka dzimwe nzvimbo vasati vasvika nenyaya yekuti vakaisa kalenda ravo saka ndichakangowandira tasvika munzvimbo izvozvo asi parizvo ndangaimbozama kuti pamadhisensi madiki tinge tichibatsira vanhu vetransport vanotora zvitupa vachiregisa kuvhota nevanoda kushandisawo kuzvikoro nei pozvitupa chinoshanda zvinhu zvakawanda.
Hai siyabonga mnumzana matete vamatete tinokutendai rambai muri parunhare yenyu. Apa sanda kusikuma vachangoti bata tiri pachirongwa The Connection chirongwa chatinokupakura ichipiri chega chega pano pane pfenyuro ye studio survey na uyezve nhasi lamhlanje sikhuluma ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota esingathi yivota registration na silo mnumzana Tawanda Mazango wenhlanganiso yeLupane Youth Development Trust kanye lo Youngerson Matete wenhlanganiso ye Project 4263 ndidzokere kwamuri vamazango engiphenduke kuwe siyake sizwe nxa sibona abasakhulayo sikhuluma labo bebhala kuma social media lapha uze umuntu esithi hayi mna angisoze ngivote vele omunye ethi vele akula angaze mvote empilweni yami umbuza ukuthi ngasizathu bani ekutshela ukuthi vele it doesn't make a difference ngoba even singaze sivote ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyaziwa ukuthi luya kuliphi ibandla. Nxa likhulumisana labo abasakhulayo khona ngaphela uPane lakwezinye indawo yiziphi izizathu elizitholayo ezenza abasakhulayo bengafuni ukubhalisa?
Thina siyananzelela ukuthi abasakhulayo sebedidekile lokhu kubangwa ukuthi uhulumende silaye kalaleli njalo kathathi imboni yabasakhulayo. Kulama processes ayenzakalayo ukuthi abasakhulayo engxenye bayabuthaniswa. Sinanzelela izinto ezinjengama-parliamentary hearings baphe imbono yabo ukuthi hayi bebefisa ukuthi izinto ziyenze kanje njalo abasakhulayo ikakhulu asebake baparticipate kuma-elections sebeke baphuma ngokuningi wabe siyavota njalo ivoti yabo ezange yahlonitshwa izinto ezinjalo ziyenza abasakhulayo bedideke becine besithi hayi singaze thina sisukume siphatheke kuhlelo zikahulumente akukho okutshintshayo akukho esingakutsho okuzathathwa kube put into consideration ezikhathini eziningi amaprocesi lawa ayenzwa kubuthaniswa abasakhulayo baphe imbono yabo just to legitimize ama-processes kahulumente ayabe sevele sephasile kudala kuyabe kusenzwa nje ukugcwalisa maybe ukuthi kukhanye ngazathi uhulumente uyalandelela ama-processes ngendlela i-constitution etsho ngayo kodwa kungayisikho kunjalo kungayenzwa ukuthi kungayenzwa ngenhliziyo yokugcwalisisa i-constitution yethu yaseZimbabwe. Esikhathini esiningi into lezi yabe zisenzwa just to rubber stamp ama-decisions ayabe seyenziwe kudala nguhulumente. So lizathola ukuthi abasakhulayo vele kathesi bakhala ngokuthi imbono yabo vele ayithathwa ayiqiniswa njalo uhulumende silaye kababoni njengengxenye engaphatheka ku-governance yaleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. And okunye esikunanzelelayo njalo ukuthi abasakhulayo abakho prioritized ikakhulu masesikhangele ukuthi baphiwe ama-documents azabayenza baphatheke kuma-processes kahulumende. Esikhathini esiningi into lezi yenzwa for political reasons or just to fulfill political ends. So abasakhulayo labo bayakunanzela kulukena becine besithi hayi liyabe lifuna ukusebenzisa ukuze thina sigcwalisise izifiso zabo not for the bigger goal ukuthi kugcwalisise izifiso zikaZulu. So lezi ngezinye izinto eziyenza abasakhulayo becine besithi hayi thina sisafuna ukuthi siphatheke kuhlelo ezibuya nohulumende.
But it can't be the government's fault every time mazango ngoba ngokungavoti abasakhulayo laba do they understand ukuthi the decision not to vote really has a bearing on the outcome of the election bayakuzwisisa yini khona
ngiyabonga umbuzo nalawo khonapho yikho sokumele siphatheke njengezinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo njengama citizens are enlightened so kumele siphatheke sonkeni lapho esihamba khona ukuthi sibe sixwayisa laba abasakhulayo sikhulumisana labo njalo sibabonise ukuthi hayi lesi sinqumo bayabe sithethe sokuthi abafuni ukuphatheka kwezokuvota kuyabancindezela kanjani. Kumele sincedisane njengoZulu lapho esihamba khona kumele sincedisane ngobuningi bethu sihambe mawula abantwana abaleminyaka engu 18 njengomzali umele ohlale labo phansi ukukhulumisane labo njalo babonise ukuthi kumele bayenzeni njengama active citizens njengama responsible citizens ukuthi kumele basukume baphatheke ngobuningi babo ukuze sisuppresse whatever the mechanizations eziyabe zikhona ezokuthi kuncindezelwe kumbe abasakhulayo bengaphatheki ekuvoteni kwaleli lizwe. Le yi-responsibility ya wonke umuntu o-enlightened, i-responsibility ya wonke umuntu olomntwana ole-18 years and above, i-responsibility yenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, i-responsibility ye-ZEC, njalo iresponsibility amanye amabandla aphathekayo kwezepolitics ukuthi sisukumeni sonke ngokuningi siyenze ukuthiwa i-voter education sifundise labo abasakhulayo ukuthi hhayi kumele babe le-energy, kumele babe le-hope, kumele babe lokukhangelela ukuthi ma bengasukuma bayirejista ukuvota, ma bengasukuma njalo bayaphatheka ku-2023 bayevota ngobuningi babo izifiso zabo zizaphuma kulelo khetho luka-2023.
And given the apathy amongst young people, Mnumzana Mazango, we have heard abanye abenhlanganiso ezifana lani really developing esingathi fatigue. But you know, kunzima ukuthi uqhubeke ukhuluma ngento eyi-one utshela umuntu athi hayi ambe bhalisa ngoba kuqakathekile ukuthi uvotile, whether uvotele izanu kumbe uvotele i-triple C kumbe uvotele i-MDCT, it doesn't matter. Okubalulekileyo yikuthi uhambe uyebhalisa. Sibona kusiba le-fatigue kwabanye esikhuluma labo, given that kind of apathy. What keeps you going as the Ilupane Youth Development Trust?
Tina sikhuthazwa kakhulu isekelo sombuso esilaso iconstitution yethu yaseZimbabwe etsho yona ukuthi i-voter registration is an ongoing process yokuthi kumele yenzakale from day number 1 up to day 365 of yomnyaka ka-2022-2023 kusiyani. It's an ongoing process, so khonoko thina kuyasikhuthaza, njalo thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza labasakhulayo siyananzelela ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi bakhona abasakhulayo ababe bethena iminyaka engu-18, so kumele sihlale siphatheka ukuthi si-encourage njalo si-mobilize bonke abasakhulayo ngazonke izikhathi ukuthi soon as bethena iminyaka besiba neminyaka engu-18 kumele bayenelise ukuthi bayirejista ukuvota. Njalo kungapheleli ukuthi ekurejisteni ukuvota, kodwa kumele sibakhuthaze ukuthi bangarejisti ukuvota mhla wama-elections, kumele bathene up bayevota ngobuningi babo. Thina lokhu yasikhuthaza sibili and si-encouraged ukuthi sibe sisebenza labasakhulayo, njalo siyananzelela ukuthi singamobilize abasakhulayo ukuthi bayephatheka kulolu uhlelo lwama-registrations okuvota nokuvota kwakhona. Kuyatranslata directly ku-development yelizwe lethu, because babe umuntu angarejista ukuvota angayavota, that particular person or that particular youth ngazonke izikhathi by virtue of ukuthi waregista waparticipate ekuvoteni uba lo ntshukutshuko okuthi abe sisiba ekhangela ezinye izinto ngelihlo lokuthi kanti ukansela wami uyenzani, kanti u-MP wami uyenzani, kanti upresident welizwe uyenzani ukuthi athuthukise kumbe aqukuzele i-development yezindawo ababevela kizo. So ngazonke izikhathi thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza labakhulayo si-encourage kakhulu, njalo si-motivated ukuthi masingaba-encourage ukuthi barejiste ukuvota bayevota. Esikhathini esiningi abantu ababeparticipate ku-voting baba lelihlo le-development, baba lelihlo lokuthi to hold ama-elected officials accountable ukuthi bababuze ukuthi kathi lokhu likwenzeleni, indaba lithethe isinqumo sokuthi lenze lokhu. Lokhu kudalwa ukuthi umuntu lona uyabe waparticipate in the process yokuvota.
Mm-hmm. And let me throw that question also to Vamatete. Given the apathy yevechidiki Vamatete, what keeps you guys going as Project Vote 263? Chinokupwa imanyukunyuku kuti murambe muchiparidza vhangeri rekunyoresa kuvota.
Oh, okay. So isusu chinangwa chedu ndechekuti toda kupromota youth participation and demand party democracy beyond nyaya dzekuvota. So zvandambotaura zvazvo kuti isusu tikungonya vanhu maorganisation anonya kufokasa nekuti vanhu vafaiti ngaane kuvote ngavote pasina kubatsanangura zvanyanyasokukoshera kuvota kwacho. So our first objective is to make sure that young people understand why it is important to vote, why it is important to participate beyond voting, to make sure that they hold elected official accountable, they hold the government accountable, they make sure that they safe delivery, all those things, they contribute to citizen awareness. So our major objective is to create informed citizens who are able to hold the elected official to account. So that's the first objective that we have before we go to issue a good register to vote. So chatuni yako kuchesa pangua ni sebuti wangawe nerusiwo kwa kutu sana kuchile kuno vote. Then in tuna kutu na kutu nyame kwa chitawele kutu wana kutu baishdi kwa kutu register to vote kwa kutu vote kwa kutu vote. Yes, icho kwa ibati inya kutu kwa wanengi wa chitawele wana chitawele kwa chitawele pani mpunzo wa wanengi wa chitawele. Nini kuti kumashure kune nyaza kwa tari kaza kwa wala zekuti maileshens arukubiwa pane msangano no ona nja maileshens zekute maraka na ikularime divi saka veshi diko wani kwa sitambo wa chumfunzo saka nyaza kadeo how are you going to make sure that our vote is safe. So njozi mwesunge sili takutsa nangula wa nishi diki kuti what is your responsibility in democracy, what is your responsibility kuma elections as a citizen. So that's one thing, that's our drive, to make sure that young people understand their responsibility in governance, in democracy, in elections. That's the first and foremost responsibility that we have as an organization. And also, when you are in Zimbabwe, there are a lot of frustration. So you are going to pick this up, never going to talk about it, but you are going to talk about it. Nekutu wa loka rama turopa, numa kanyanya fota hapa, tibeshidiki wa ruti, atisumbo ulao mara, chitakuruwa, watuweta fotila wacho, waningu wa jita unuswa kabasa, zile muriza, awa, wasukutu kwa kwatiri. Saka chukuti, tuza, makutikone, kibeshidiki, inewa tukamira, wanga wa makansela, MP, kutu wangu wa chikreta relationship, wa chisa wa sistema, so that they also have faith in leadership, in political leadership. And the another issue that you also make sure that there's an organization, we try to push in the diaspora vote in Tungameli. Yekuti while zvirazva kwanda zveZimbabwe zvakunze kweZimbabwe yekuti kupfumwa kuti Zimbabwe akuramira zvakanaka vanwaritisa political persecution. Saka I find that unofficially there are more than 5 million Zimbabweans are outside Zimbabwe. Saka tinya kupusha in the diaspora vote organization kuti kene in line with the constitution of Zimbabwe section 67 inoipa kuti every Zimbabwean at 18 years anfonga achiregister kuvota achivota isinga limit munhu kuti anogara kupi. Saka tikuti kene parliament ya also yakwanisawo kuisa mutemo yatoti by electoral act form inotaura zvinyaya diaspora vote kuti tinge tichivandudza kana kuti tinge tichimeka sure kuti vanhu vari kumazvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvinova zvakawanda zvaava mayouth kana mayoung people vari kunze kwenyika vanhu vasikuva mukana kuregista kuvota. Nenyaya yekuti there also economic, the biggest economic contributors also is well in Zimbabwe. That's another objective that we have also as an organization.
Epa nyaya diaspora vote iva matete takaona news day ichiburitsa nhau yekuti I think was it last week. Nhau yekuti speaker of parliament vari kuti mitemo ngaigadzirwe vanhu vari kudiaspora vagone kuvhota. Asi tiri kuziva kuti bato riri kutonga riri panyanga rakambotaura rinogara richitaura kuti hanyaya yediaspora vhoti iri kunetsa. Ivo havagoni kuti vange vachibuda vachinokampeina kune dzimwe nyika nenyaya yemasanctions. Saka havadi kuti paitwe nyaya yediaspora vote. Muri kuona zvichiitika izvozvo sei? Because for the 2023 elections I bet it's out of the question. But musarudzo dziri kuuya after that, muri kuzviona zvichiitika here?
Nyaya yamutaura ndeyechokwadi kuti speaker of parliament vakataura mashoko atakafarirawo isusu bato civil society organizations kuti kakunge kuine diaspora vote. Nenyaya yekuti constitution yezimbabwe vatungamiri inobvumira nyaya yediaspora vote because zvandambotaura kuti section 67 inoti munhu wese muzimbabwe ane makore 18 ekuzvarwa anofanira kunge achireisa kuvhota ende achivhota zvisine nekuti anogara kupi asi nenyaya yekuti electoral act yedu yaitaura nezvinyaya inotaura nezvinyaya poll based system saka kudiaspora kwe kusina that poll based mapolling stations but nyaya yamataura yekuti bato reza nepf rinoti iro hari pasi kunokampeina kudiaspora nekuti rine rakarwa nemasanction tinogona kunge chiri chokwadi asi hatizive kuti zanup f ina mastructures muamerica ina mastructures muuk ina mastructures all over western countries so handizivi kuti vanhu vavo vanoti mastructure chairman vavo kunorth america kana mastructure avo hapasi kukampena here vari pamasanction here kuti vangokampena chete asi vachikwanisa kugara vari munyika idzodzo chechipiri futi ndechekuti kana vati ivo kumawestern country vane masanctions kuwai vasingabvumiri diaspora futi musadhaki mausina masanctions zvizvaro zvakawanda zvemuzimbabwe zviri mumasadhaki kanti makaita semunana zambia south africa botswana wai vasingatenderi diaspora futi nyika idzodzo kwavasina masanctions so tiri kungoona hedu sekuti bato rezanup f riri kutungamira riri kuda kungowandaro nechigume nekuti havasi kuda kuti vanhu handizivi kuti vanova sekuti vanhu vakaenda kunze kwenyika havadi here kana I don't know but zvemasanctions kungowanda nechigume chete
aiwa tinotenda vamatete please do stay on the line as I bring in vamazango Mr. Mazango, the current voter registration, the ongoing exercise, Zek is saying that people should go and register at its 73 offices across the country. Zek has 73 offices open now for registration, and Zimbabwe is a very big country. We have 210 parliamentary constituencies and almost 2,000 wards, council wards, 1,958. Do you guys have anything, any engagement with ZEC to address such anomaly?
Thank you very much. I think that on its own, it demonstrates what I said earlier, that ZEC has failed and ZEC is failing to deliver its constitutional mandate to register people, citizens of Zimbabwe as voters. It's impossible for 73 stations to register or to cover over 1,000 polling stations that are located around the country. By that, tenacity is regularly, is yet regularly, in Jalo, they are not delivering on the mandate to register people or citizens that 10-18 throughout the year. And these 73 stations are static. They are not moving. It could have been better had it been that the 73 stations are mobile. They will move on a weekly basis probably to cover the stations that are, the polling stations that are dotted around each and every district. Say for Lupane is 28 wards, and the distance that are involved, especially for some wards, we talk of the Kenyan Davo, the Dandanda wards, it's over 100 kilometers to reach the Lupane Zek district office. So for a young person who is 18, and actually taking into consideration the economic factors that are affecting young people. 99% of young people won't be able to have the bus fares to reach that polling, that ZEC center, which is in Lupane. So it is impossible for ZEC to actually claim that they are open throughout the year. The fact of the matter is that ZEC is closed. ZEC is not capable to register people that would have turned 18 or potential voters for 2023 elections or for any other coming elections. ZEC has failed to deliver its constitutional mandate.
And Ilupane, ile office one kuphela ZEC where you can register?
Yes, Lupane is only one ZEC office, which is at Lupane District Center.
And iyona izeki imazango selike lazama inokukhuluma layo ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyadingeka ukuthi balethe njalo ilethe njalo i-voter registration blitz kumbe ivula amanye ama-ofisi endaweni ezijiyeneyo elupane lakwezinye indawo ukuze abantu bazifinyelele benelise ukuyabhalisa kungela ukuhamba imango emide.
From ukuxoxisana lezek yaselupane because ngabantu esiphila lawo ama-officials ezek impendulo abasipha yona ukuthi abala ma-resources ukuthi bangene emakhaya kodwa bayamukela ukuthi makungaba le nhlanganiso ezila ma-resources mobilize ama-youth kumbe abantu babefuna ukuregister then sibe sesibabiza bakhululekile ukuthi babuye bazobaregister in those communities but esikubonayo ukuthi izek le government yaseZimbabwe isitransfer iresponsibility yayo to inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukuthi zibe yizo ezibhabhula lowo mthwalo okuthi kuregistre ama-citizens bayekwayenelisa ukuthi bavote. Okuba yikho ukuthi i-government konke laseZek sebebalekela i-constitutional mandate yabo yokuthi bathwale lowo mthwalo then inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ziphatheke ukuthi sincedise lapho kusilela khona izek ayikhona ukuthi thina sibe yithi esithwala lowo mthwalo wonke.
Go vechidiki vekumaruwa vari kuti chiwo vari kunyoresa here kana kuti I know you guys are based in Lupane Urban but I'm sure you are working with vechidiki kubva kunzimbo dzakasiyana siyana zinosanganisira kuma reserve.
Yes, sikhuluma kunje izolo besisemakhaya simonitor laba abarich abaphi i-department yesivu registry. Besisemakhaya njalo sinanzelele ukuthi abasakhulayo bayathatha izithupha njalo bayaphiwa izithupha ngobuningi babo. Sikhuluma kunje baningi asebelezithupha ukuthi bayehlile kufinyelela ama-offices ezek ukuthi ngabe i-blitz iyaphinda yenzakale kumbe lapho kuhamba khona abantu besivu registry mabeqeda ukuthi baphiwe abantu izithupha bayenelisa ukuthi abaphiwe izithupha baphume bahambe la bahle beregistry ukuthi bayevota babe ngabantu abayenelisa ukuthi bavote kuma-elections azayo kodwa esikunanzelela ukuthi izithupha bayaphiwa ezepaper of course kodwa bayehlile ukuthi bafinyelele lapho kulamazeki offices so umthwalo omningi ususalela kwinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kumbe umthwalo omningi ususalela kulaba besebephiwe izithupha ukuthi badinga izindlela zokuthi bayefinyelela baze bayefika elupane bayenelisa ukuthi bathathe bayenelisa ukuthi baregister ukuvota.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Mazango, and please do stay on the line. For those who've just joined in, this is The Connection on Live Talk. And we are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, especially efforts by civil society organizations to convince young people why they should register to vote in the 2023 general elections. As we head towards the finish line tonight, I'd like us to talk about the issue of political violence. Ndi dzoke kwa muri vamatete. Nyaya ye mhirizhonga inyaya inowanzonetsa zvikuru kana takuenda kusarudzo. Uyezve 2 weeks ago takaona pachiita mhirizhonga kukwekwe where the Citizens Coalition for Change alleged that they were attacked by ZANU-PF, but ZANU-PF denied the allegations. Also, we know that a CCC activist, Mo Blessing Ali, is missing currently. She was abducted allegedly on May 24. She hasn't been seen or heard from since. The CCC says politically motivated, but the police says no. Nyaya mirishongai va matete muri kuionawo sei uyezve vechidiki muri kumbovakurudzirawo kuti vasaite zvemirishonga here besides kuti muvakurudzire kunyadzi kuti vavhote.
Nyaya yemirishonga muZimbabwe musarudzo muZimbabwe inyaya inobvira kubva Zimbabwe ichangotanga muna 1980 ende inyaya yekuenderera mberi. Mainly nenyaya yekuti muZimbabwe there is a lot of polarization ndikabva yazvotensifya kubva 2000 asi dambudziko ratiri kuona nderekuti politics dzatiri kuita muZimbabwe ndedzekuti who is going to get what, at least dzekuti dzinoda kusevha vanhu. Sangana munhu asina chido chekusevha vanhu anoita nepesi paanogona kuti aranga ari pauso sanganisira violence zvekuti vechidiki vese vari kuparticipata mupolitics vari kunzi vanenge vachiita zvevhiolensi ende vasingadi vacho kuparticipata vari kuti sehati sikuita zvevhiolensi ende tosara kuzorohwa tida kuzosungwa. Nyaya mataura yakatika kukwekwe yemukomana wetcc akanzi ari kunzi akafa tikudza kuti akaona vanhu vesanupiefu inyaya yakatika vanhu vachiona ende vanhu vashanu vakaitika vanhu vanhu vachizikamwa kuti vanenge vachinzi nekose zanupiefu vakatombosungwa nepolisi zvikabuda asi hapana zvakazoitika kumashure mazvo. Saka vazhinji vanenge vachitarisa nyaya dzisekuona kuti ukaita zvematongerwo enyika ukafa kana kuti ukarohwa hapana mapurisa haazoiti basa ravo. Nyaya yamublessing ali inyaya inorwadza stereki kuti mapurisa ari kuti iwo ari kutaura nyaya yerikeni nenyaya yembwa yekuti munhu zvechiwa unonyangaiswa nekuda kwenyaya yekuti imbwa yaita noizi zvinhu zvinonyadzisira asi zvinota kuti vechidiki futi vange vachiramba kupinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika asi isu seboka rinomira rinosanda nevechidiki kuzama kuikaridza kuti vechidiki tichiita maactivities ekuti vechidiki vate come together because zvimwe zvinokonzera nyaya yekuti vachidiki havana nguva yavo kwacha kuti vange vachitaurirana vachinzwisana. Saka tinetisa tiri kuita maactivity akaita sekutomba akati mabhora mamusic festival kuti vechidiki vange vachiita come together vange vachitaura vachinzwisana because matambudziko avari kusangana nawo mamwe chete kushaya kwemabasa hakuna basa kuti iwo ribato ripi kunyaya dzemagetsi hasina basa kuti iwo ribato ripi nyaya dzemvura hasina basa kuti iwo ribato ripi saka maproblem edu evechidiki akafanana. Saka tiri kuda kuzama kuti organizationes mayouth ngati come together vota discuss maproblems avo and find a way of how they can push the government or kumalocal authorities or kumaMPs kumarepresentatives avo ndo maprograms atinawo ekupromota peace munyika nekuti toziva kuti takuenda kumaelection daiso sekore rino tiri kutoziva kuti 2008 juni inogona kuti wadzoka next year nei zvatiri kuona zvipitika currently.
Saka mainitiatives amuri kuita aya ari kutambirwa zvakanaka here nevezanupf vacho nevetriplec just to mention these two main political parties?
Maactivity sendanakutaazvanza kuti muZimbabwe mune a lot of polarization so far pachine a lot of bit of resistance kuti pakaita vanenge vabva vakaona mafesi evanenge party vanogona kutauresista. Saka tatikuta togona kutiuda kutie tichitsvaka vanhu maleaders edifferent political parties vovai vanenge vachiinkareja vamwe chitipawo kuti vachitambe mitambo yakati vaite zvakati hatichanyanyei sunge tiri pafulfrand because muZimbabwe unowanzo kuti vemango vanhu vanoshanda seregime change vanoshanda vari vakarega kuoposini ndozvimwe zvine zvichikanganisa ende nenyaya yekuti oso muri mushanda imomo munosanganisa zvakawanda munogona kusungwa unogona kutira zvakasangana zvakawanda wanu. Saka there is still a lot that we need to do and we are trying to work also with the government and other departments such as National Peace and Reconciliation Commission and other organs of the state adopt ma chapter 12 institutions to make sure that we promote peace ahead of the elections. But we still have a lot of work to do nenyaya yekuti also zvanakutaazvazva kuti vemapurisa yedu kana vesecurity vanoita sekuti vane rimwe diri ravanofarira rimwe havanyanyorifarira. Saka pisi pacha inoedza kusustaina because kuti pisi ive sustainable pangu pamwe pacho anenge akanganisira pangu pamwe paine justice asi kana pakashaikwa justice hapana pisi atogona kuachivha because uyo anenge achiponda vanhu unongoendera mberi achiponda vanhu because hanzati hapana zvandinoitwa uyo anenge akupondi wavo haangazodi kuzingo sechingomhorosa roko munhu akupora akaponda mai vako nezuro ngoti hazvina basa. Saka tinofanira kunge tichiposo inkanzani yai justice. But in the end, there are Makosi, our police seems to be also a bit of a side of the story. Those who know that won't take issue a piece.
Aiwa, tinotenda enda. Let me go to Vamasango nenyaya ye violence. Udaba lodlakela lina Mazango liluphatha njani khona ngapho elupane eMat North? Liyakhulumisana labo abasakhulayo from amabandla atshiyeneyo njalo bathi?
Ya, siyabonga. Thina njengelupane Youth for Development Trust, ukuze sinqabele udlame njalo i-violence kwezepolitics, sesithathe izinqumo eziningi njalo siyazama ukuthi siyenze sicreate ama-platforms lapho siyabiza khona abasakhulayo njalo kubabizeni kwethu, we make sure ukuthi siyayenza okuthiwa i-deliberate mobilization, ukuthi siyananzela ukuthi kumele sibize abasakhulayo abamelela i-ZANU PF, abamelela i-MGCT, i-CCC namanye amabandla a-GNA ukuze baphatheke. Masibabizile njalo siyabiza lenkokheli zabo ukuthi zibuye zibe khona bahlale ku-same table, babe lokukhulumisana labasakhulayo njalo sixoxe ngendaba ezayenzakalayo, kumbe kungaba ziyenzakale kathesi maduzane kumbe kwayenzakala kudala. Lokhu siyenzela ukuthi masingakhuluma ngama-legacies awe-violence ayenzakala kudala, sidinge ama-solutions such that asichiyeli kumbe i-legacy le asiyiqhubeli ama-generations abuyayo ukuze bahlale besilwa ngezinto ezayenzakala kudala. Siyaqhuquzela sibili ukuthi kungabe kukhona okwayenzakala kudala okungayenzakalanga ngendlela enhle, kube nokuxoxisana nokukhulumisana, njalo kube nokuthi kudingwe indlela zokuthi abantu bangasolisana njani. Siyakwazi ukuthi isintu sethu silezindlela sibili zokulungisa izinto ezevayolensi eziyabe zayenzakala kudala. We also have i-constitution yethu, ile ndlela futhi zokuthi inqabele njalo isolve ama-conflicts ayabeyenzakala kuma-communities ikakhulu akhangelene lezepolitics. Njalo asichiyi ama-institutions akhangele ukuthi anqabele ama-conflicts. Mangikhuluma ama-institutions sikhangele ama-organization njenge-ZRP, o-NPRC, ama-courts ethu, even i-parliament yonangwayo ikhona ukuthi inqabele njalo ukuthi iqhuquzele ukuthi kube lokuphilisana kuhle phakathi kwamphakathini ezigabeni zethu ezivela kizo. So esikhathini esiningi siyabiza ama-stakeholders atshiyeneyo sibe lawo, sicreate ama-platforms, sihlale phansi sixoxisane njalo kube lokutshelana iqiniso ukuthi hhayi wena kumbe i-institution leyi umsebenzi onje aliwuphathi ngendlela, kumele liwuphathi ngendlela enje. We encourage i-truth telling esikhathini esiningi ukuthi kube lokukhulunywa okweqiniso njalo siyakhuthaza sibili we create ama WhatsApp platforms ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi kube lokuxoxisana phakathi kwama players aphatheka kwezepolitics. Silama platforms amaningi kakhulu and thina abe civil society singasakhangela ilupane Youth for Development Trust kuphela, kodwa silamanye ama civil organizations esiphatheka lawo babe beyingxenye yalawa ama-WhatsApp platforms kumbe ama-platforms lapho siyabe sixoxa khona ukuze siyenelise ukuthi siyatshela ama-political players ukuthi bahlale bakuleni ye-peace. Whenever bangadeviata from the lane of peace, we should be able to call them and tell them ukuthi hhayi lokhu eselukwenza ayisikho esikufisa njengelupane njengezizalwane zaselupane kumbe ayisiyo i-development esiqhukuzela elupane. So esikhathini esiningi siyi-watchdog entweni ukuthi we make sure ukuthi akubi le violence eluphane. Ma ingaba khona i-violence we should be able ukuthi we call a spade. Siyababiza sibatshele ukuthi hayi lokhu esilukwenza ayisikho esikukhangeleleyo njengabantu beluphane kumbe abantu beZimbabwe jikelele.
That brings us to the end of our show. This has been The Connection on Live Talk, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. I'd like to extend a big thanks to our guests tonight. That's Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust, as well as Youngerson Matete of Project 4263. That's it, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date on The Connection next Tuesday. I am Tungamilinkomo.